This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. On this 4th of July, I hope you will take time to experience pride in and appreciation for the great qualities of our country. One quality of our democracy is that every citizen is a public official. Thus, the passionate advocacy of political convictions is not only a right, it's a patriotic obligation. What worries me, however, is the tendency of many basically good people to be overcome with self-righteousness, certainty that they are right and those who disagree with them are wrong. Having grown up during the 60s, I have ugly memories of the brutality and futility of close-minded ideological warfare about the Vietnam War. The conduct and name-calling from anti-war factions was often ferocious and unfair. People who believed the war was justified were called warmongers, imperialists, and ignorant government stooges. Worse, some went beyond protesting policies. They belittled, condemned, and rejected the military personnel who gave and risked their lives in service to their country. The other side was no better. Adam and Hawks labeled war opponents traitors or cowards. They considered any dissent as disloyal, including criticism of atrocious and illegal slaughter of innocent civilians in a village called My Lai. They evoked the all-purpose shield of national security to suppress documents that discredited government claims about the conduct of the war. Patriotism shouldn't take the form of arrogant, chest-pounding, flag-waving claims of superiority or morally blind, chauvinistic claims that we have an inherent right to do whatever is thought to be in our national self-interest. Patriotism does not require anyone to support whatever national policy our elected officials are pursuing at any particular moment, but it does require respectful and responsible discourse on both sides. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.